This is a coastal story, written and presented by Charlie Connolly. I was brought up on beer, and have never drunk less than 6 or 7 pints a day. It was an unusual boast for someone seeking to renew their annual contract of employment, but Fred Barden, known to everyone as Chummy, was an unusual man, doing an unusual job. When, in 1938, he made that bibulous claim, he was more than 50 years into his post as the official looker-out of Winchelsea in East Sussex. Every morning he would make his way to his post, take out his telescope, and scan the horizon beyond Romney Marsh, looking for invading French ships. 500 years earlier, during the Hundred Years' War, Winchelsea had been surprised by an early morning French raid in which the town had been ransacked. Having been caught napping once, Winchelsea was not going to let it happen again. So, for half a millennium, in one of the most stubborn examples of shutting the door after the horse has bolted, a specially appointed lookout would ascend the steps to a specially appointed site first thing every morning and make sure there were no dastardly early rising ships sneaking across the channel to catch the town unprepared in its jim jams again. Chummy Barden had inherited the post from his father, who had taken over from his father before him, meaning that for well over a century, Barden's had been checking for marauders in return for an annual salary of £1, 2 shillings and 6 pence. Not that you can ever put a price on a town's safety, of course. You couldn't fund a 7 pints a day habit on that kind of cash, not even in the 1930s. So Chummy also worked around the town as a gardener. But it was his lookout work that defined him, and spread his story way beyond Winchelsea. In 1934, he appeared on the long-running BBC radio programme In Town Tonight. 2 years later, British Pathé sent their cameras to Sussex to film Chummy scanning the distant, sparkling sea, looking for a telltale sail. Busy though he was with all that looking, gardening and boozing, Chummy still found time to forge a reputation as a formidable player of shove halfpenny. He was Winchelsea champion for decades, and in 1935 captained the Cinque Ports to victory over a much-fancied London team in a match covered by the national press here and across the Atlantic. The following year, Chummy became the first shove halfpenny champion of all England, a title he never relinquished. None of which kept him from his post serving the town that made him. No French ships were going to get past Chummy. No siree. I have seen some French ships come in, quietly, though that was before my time as looker-out, he said at Easter in 1938, wearing his top hat and frock coat at the annual mayor-making ceremony where his contract was always renewed. Smugglers used to go out and meet them and get the cargo ashore. I remember one evening when a whole party of smugglers dived into the old canal with barrels on their backs, hiding there while the soldiers rode by. Then were the days for smugglers. Everyone was at it, sometimes the soldiers as well. And some of those smugglers were fighting men, big, strong lads who would meet at the New Inn, then go off to fight the soldiers, fists against swords. Not long after that ceremony, there was, for the first time since the Napoleonic Wars, a genuine possibility of invasion. One that would take more than some punchy smugglers and a septuagenarian with a telescope to prevent. This time, the invaders were coming by air, raining down destruction from the skies. In January 1943, Chummy's house was destroyed in an air raid, and he had to move in with a daughter in Hastings. It was there he died just a few weeks before the end of the war, at the age of 85. He was undefeated at Shove Hateney for 60 years, but that is by the by. More significantly, after 58 years of duty, Chummy could go to his eternal rest, knowing that on his watch, not one single maritime invader had ever troubled Winchelsea. That was A Coastal Story. I'm Charlie Connolly. Thanks to everyone who responded so positively to last week's story about the Southern Syncopated Orchestra. It's already one of my favourite episodes. Thanks too to those of you lovely folk inspired to donate the price of a pint via ko-fi.com/coastalstories. That's ko-fi.com/coastalstories. You can do likewise if you like. I'll put that link in the show notes, and it's on our Twitter and Facebook pages. Just search for Coastal Stories Podcast. I can't promise to match Chummy Barden's pint consumption, but hey, a challenge is a challenge. These waves you can hear were washing over the shingle at Deal on the 12th of August, 2021.